It's 88.5 FM. It's always great to welcome this man, Sam Beam. Some know you as Iron and Wine. Many.
Yeah, some.
Many. Have you ever been called Iron or Wine?
I've been called a lot of things.
I just wondered if anyone, you know how like people used to call Ian Anderson Jethro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I can see why. Yeah.
Anyway.
Mr. Toll.
The silly question's out of the way, I hope. Beast Epic, new album, listening to and thinking about some of the other artists in the past that started to find a good line, you know, a good place between jazz and folk, and you cited John Martin and Van Morrison in certain periods.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the charm of some of that music for me is how improvisational and open it is. It feels like it's being created as it goes. You know, the changes aren't difficult, but at the same time, inside those few chord changes, there's all this room for expression. And so, yeah, Van Morrison's, you know, early 70s record, Nina Simone's band, you know, when she's doing like folk music, but she's obviously like an amazing classically trained, you know, musician, and her whole band is super talented. What that kind of training and, you know, complicated understanding of music can bring to a simple folk arrangement is so fun. It just sort of makes the thing blossom where, you know, you can sing any melody a cappella, and whatever you put underneath it has this, is only there for emotional weight, you know, to give it some emotional direction. And so I've found that over the years, playing with people who have that kind of language is so much more interesting to me. Rather than us just memorizing an arrangement and regurgitating it every night, part of what I wanted to do on this record and part of the recording session and the band that plays the concerts live is have this sort of improvisational rediscovering the song as we go every night kind of feel where people take risks every night and the band reacts in a musical conversation. Kind of just keeps the music alive.
This one's called Claim Your Ghost.
Our winter keeps running us down. We wake up with love hanging on. Killers let go. Our killers let go. Some kids get a handful of rain. Our hope is the desperate die wise. Killers let go. Our killers let go. Morning falls from a tree and asks for a name. Claim your ghost, know the wine for what it is. The garden grows into our street. We're holding the blossoms up high. Killers let go. Our killers let go. Is clumsy and free. Our killers let go. Killers let go. Our killers let go. Killers let go. Killers let go. Let go.
Paul Simon once made the point you also sometimes can take songs and in a pursuit of regenerating or revitalizing them, make them unrecognizable.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's
true.
That's perhaps when you might be pushing the envelope for subversive reasons. I don't know.
Well,
why.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more about just embracing the process rather than. I mean, I like it when I stumble upon an arrangement that I like or that speaks to me and is exciting. But what I like more is pushing towards something that I don't know. You know, it's about the process. So whether you break it sometimes, you got to break it sometimes. You'll do it a different way the next day, and maybe it'll be better than anything you've done before or more pleasing. It's also, you know, everybody's got their own opinion about, that's the other thing. It's art. It's not really math.
It really is.
And so someone who listens to one thing and says, that's broken, another person might go, that's the best thing that you've ever done.
And so we hear that. I am telling you, that's gospel, because we literally will get feedback on anything we play.
Yeah, totally.
And one person will be raving, oh, thank you, I haven't heard. And the next one will say, why'd you play that?
Yeah.
And sometimes the juxtaposition of those two things, you go, one man's ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally true. It's totally true. But the only way to get around that as an artist, if you see that as an obstacle and you want to make pleasing music, is just, you know, dive headfirst into just the process of doing, process of making.
You recorded some of these songs, if not all of them, I'm not sure, at Wilco's Loft, right?
Yeah, yeah. Jeff gave us the keys to borrow. We have a bunch of mutual friends, and Glenn played on the record that I did with Jess Hoop. And just over the years, you know, just having most of my band over the years has been from Chicago, and just a lot of cross-pollinating. So they were kind enough to give us the keys. And it's a super inspiring place. He's got lots of fun, inspiring toys. I think there's a mutual admiration and respect, and it's a warm place when you find it. I love people who enable other, you know, successful people who enable others to be successful. That's a gift.
This one's called About a Bruise.
A weed believes the garden. Sunday clothes don't fool me. The sky is full of our prayer. Prayer. When you were making moonlight for Markov's Immobile, the night fell from their eyes, from their eyes. This is borrowed stone. I'd help you let your hair down, point to birds, then you'd say bang, bang, bang. The sun left every evening, good grass was dying. You drew your dawn on the world, on the world. Tenderness to you was only talk about a bruise. Walking into water after dark. Your papa saw me coming. Blood knows when it's worth it. All you said like a song. A song. Jesus left a best friend. Mine says forget her. His field is waiting for wind. Had your moonlight, but that lying cook had candy. You let it blow your candle a bit. Drugs. Ring a bell that's broken. That sound is loud inside us, flowing farther away, far away. Tenderness to you was only talk about a bruise. Walking into water after dark. Love can last a lifetime. This is Alabama. Any wheel is forgiving the road. The road. knows how to talk about a bruise. This is Alabama.
You know, I'm just fickle and hard to please as a creative, restless type. And so something that I thought was great one day, the next day I am not terribly happy with. It took me a long time to get over that and just say, you know, let's just enjoy the moment and just make it about doing the best thing you can today and not worry about it tomorrow, because you know you're going to have a different opinion. So that was really hard. You know, I was
you recognize your own thought patterns in that regard.
When on a good day.
We don't have those every day, because then we'd be in the moment.
And
even though I said that, that moment's already gone.
right. I feel like I was always trying to fix the last record, and then eventually just got to a point where I was just trying to improve the last record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just following the conversation into another area.
Digging for better.
Yeah.
Is a noble pursuit, you know, and it there is, though, I guess, that intersection of where driving yourself past what we might call positive expectations, mm-hmm. positive demands of yourself.
Yeah.
That's where you end up with writer's block and everything else, where you feel paralyzed.
Yeah, it's not terribly helpful. Yeah. I've never really worried about, I definitely am concerned about, you know, I was assuming that it would dry up at some point and I would do something else. but, you know, I have a family and stuff. So you worry about, you want it to be successful. I have no idea how to translate that into what I make, so I don't try. I just, you know, try to follow the muse. And because I had you have no idea what people are going to latch on to. The things that people have latched on to have always surprised me. Things that people have just sort of shrugged at, and I put a lot of work into, I get frustrated because, you know, why didn't you like that one? You know, what I'm saying is you have no idea what people are going to connect with. And so I really feel like the only thing you can do is just, lose yourself, like I said before, in the process and just sort of follow the muse, because I feel like as an artist, that's really your only obligation.
Let's call it dreaming.
It's here where our pieces fall in place, and it rains softly, kisses us on the face. Any wind means we're running, we can sleep and see them coming. Where we drift and call it dreaming, we can weep and call it singing. We break 'cause our hearts are strong enough. We can bow 'cause our music's warmer than blood. Where we see enough to follow, we can hear when we are hollow. Where we keep the light we're given, we can lose and call it living. Where the sun isn't only sinking fast, every night knows how long it's supposed to last. Where the time of our lives is all we have, and we get a chance to say before we ease away, for all the love you left behind, you can have mine. Say it's here where our pieces fall in place. We can fear 'cause the feeling's fine to betray. Where our water isn't hidden, we we can burn and be forgiven, where our hands are from healing. We can laugh without a reason, 'cause the sun isn't only sinking fast. Any moon and our bodies make shining glass, 'cause the time of our lives is all we have, and we get a chance to say before we ease away, for all the love you left behind, you can have mine.
It's always fun having you by, and it's always inspiring from your music side. It's Iron and Wine. Beast Epic is the new album, and as always, we encourage you to acquire it. I, for one, encourage you to go into a record store where you'll find others just like yourself who, when they see you picking up Beast Epic, will say, oh, you're an Iron and Wine fan, and you've made another great friend. So everyone out there, perhaps you'll stop by today, grab the new record, and make a bunch of new friends. And if you're in the area out there by Pappy and Harriet's, we encourage you to come by and see Iron and Wine. Thanks for coming by, man.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Scott.
You got it. It's 88.5 FM, Sam Beam of Iron and Wine.